Praise the Lord tonight. It's such a privilege to walk into a group of people that really believe that. Amen. He really did die for us. Amen. He really is still alive. He did Amen. Change us and take us out of this filthy world and save our souls. Amen. Glory to God. And the same God who did that promised to be with us here tonight. Amen. He promised to stay with us till the end of the world. Amen. Amen. Praise His holy name. If you have your Bibles, let's turn to Luke chapter 12. Thank you, Jesus. Luke chapter 12. Verse 13. We turn to Matthew 6 after this. Sure appreciate Brother Colin this Sunday. Those of us here, what a word. What a word from the Lord. Sure appreciate that brother a lot. He always has good things to say about you, just in case you're wondering. Luke chapter 12, verse 13. One of the company said unto him, Master, speak to my brother that he divide the inheritance with me. He said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness. For a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I'll pull down my barns and build greater, and there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I'll say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Well, God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. And whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God. Matthew chapter 6. We'll go to verse 33. Matthew 6, 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought of the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. For tonight's sermon, I'd like to take the thought, missing today's victory by overcoming tomorrow. Missing today's victory by overcoming tomorrow. Bow our heads together tonight. Would you like to lift a need to the Lord as we approach His Word? Knowing the Word's what provides your needs. God bless you, saints. Let's all pray. You pray your own way. Heavenly Father, we come before the throne of grace, Lord, boldly because we know that we're not trusting in ourselves, but we're trusting in the bleeding, bloody Lamb of God who took our place. And He's come in this last day, and Lord, You've shown us who You are. And You showed us who we were in You. How grateful we are to have that revelation tonight. That before there was a world, we were there with You. And we have to go back forever. We thank You so much for that promise. We pray, Lord, as we're still here on earth, that we would be diligent about Your Word. Lord, that we would give our hearts fully to it, knowing that the time is so short to where it all be over. Help us, Lord, to live a life with no regrets, Lord, but putting our souls on the line for our fellow men and to let the life of Christ shine through us at all times. We come tonight expecting not to hear from men, not to hear from intellect, but Lord, to hear from You, that You might speak to us. You might tell us the things that we don't even know in our own hearts, but You know what to say to make it all right. We come, Lord, gathering in faith that where two or three would come together, You would be in our midst. Take this gift, speak to us, Lord, and mold us the way we ought to be. Heal our sicknesses, raise up our spirits, Lord, that we might be encouraged to fight the good fight of faith. We give this service to You, Lord. Anoint us with Your Spirit, that the Word would become life to us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We pick up our story here tonight of the rich young ruler. As we know, that prophet of God showed us that this was the man that had come to Jesus. It wasn't a parable, that was a man. That wasn't a story. That was a man that came to Jesus and that saw eternal life, and he had a good question. He said, how do I get eternal life? And Jesus was faithful to answer it. And in this same day, it doesn't matter what question you have, there's a word answer that God has given to us. There was excuses in other days. God left the people ignorant for the time and the seasons. But he said at the end, it'll all be revealed. The mystery of God would be finished. The day of ignorance is over. And that day of ignorance comes to each one of us, where you come face to face with the word for your day, and you either accept it or you deny it. And this young, rich young ruler, the word for his day, came in the body of Jesus Christ and gave him a simple message. He had already done religion. We already read the Bible. He went to synagogue. He was a faithful boy. He kept the commandments. He did what the church told him to do. But deep down he knew, I have no settling in my soul before God. There's something wrong somewhere. Sure, my pastor thinks I'm good. Sure, my wife thinks I'm good. Sure, my husband does. My associates at work. But when I go home, I can't approach the throne of God because I'm too afraid. There's something wrong on the inside of me. That's what this boy went to sleep with. And he began to grow up, as we understand. He began to get prosperous. Why? Because the devil knew he had him. The one thing Jesus asked for was his money. Give me all your money and give it to the poor and come follow me. And he turned it down. People turned down a lot less than that in this day. He had the Word made flesh standing in front of you. You've had the Word made flesh coming in your day. And it stands before you, and it ought to be standing in you. Amen. And it's come provided your needs. It's been at service. It's been in the Word. It's been on the tapes. And too many times we sell it out. We sell it out for a meal ticket. We sell it out because we want to have some worldly pleasure for a little while. Come on now. And we wonder why we can't get the victory. You go home, you go to bed with that condemnation in your heart. You can't have victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, there's still a door of grace right now for us. I believe that with all my heart. I sure do. This man, we understand, these people came to Jesus. And they began to fuss and fight, saying, Lord, you know, come and do what the law says. Come and make my brother divide his inheritance. And what did Jesus pretty much tell him? I don't care. Amen. I don't care about all of that. And we have that in churches now. Should we have an organ? I don't know. Should we have two? Sure, whatever. Are we allowed to have trumpets? Are we allowed to do this? And that's what even the prophet of God, he'd have questions on the seals. Can we shave our legs? Can we wear deodorant? Can we? And it's just... why? Because it's all this frivolous stuff, and we can't seem to get to the truth because too many people are carnally minded. They think in do's and don'ts, and they never get to any sort of relationship with the God of reality. It's just a theory, and too many times we present the message as a good theory. We need to present the message from the inside as a person that lives, that breathes, that I talk to, that talks back, that when we ask, he answers. And if you want to see him, come to church, you'll see him. If you want to see him, come to my house, I'll show you him. And he's not just that picture on the wall. You come and see his presence. Yes, amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus, after that, he said, look, he says, spake about a parable about a man here. He said he got easy. He got to where he had built up his life well. And what did he do? He said, well, I can't have peace with God, so what else am I going to do? Might as well satisfy my flesh. Yeah. Said, I got so much, can't even fit in the garage no more. This 10 room house ain't big enough. We got to get a bigger one. And then preaching the coming of the Lord's right on hand. You know, amen. I'll tell you what, that's been such an encouragement for me anymore. When I think of, well, what am I going to do about this? What am I going to do about that? What happens if this falls through? What about that? And I thought, well, what if Jesus comes? What do I care? You know, it's just, it's going to be a rust bucket. It's gonna be a decrepit house, right? The job ain't gonna be there no more. After martial law takes over, I don't think education is gonna be too high on the priority list. Come on. Don't you think you got job security either? I got one security, that's in Christ. I posted something on Facebook, said like this, but I feel the same way. Too many of us are acting like there's a way to save this world. Like we need to take up arms against ISIS and preach against this group and get involved in what is it, Syria coming over here. How are you going to stop any of that? Actually, why would you? When it's the will of God for this world to fall apart. I'm actually just reading in 1962, the world's falling apart. And you want to go against the prophet you claim to believe to say that there's some way to salvage it. No, it's over. It's worming. It's gone to the core. But there's a mountain. There's a stone rolling down the hill. It's going to crush this thing on the ground. It's going to crumble to pieces. And a mighty mountain will raise, which is our home. And we'll come and rule as kings and priests before God. Hallelujah. He pulled down his barns. I didn't mean to say a parable about the rich young ruler. He wasn't a parable, but Jesus here is talking of a parable. He says this man tore him down. He says, soul, take your ease. Lighten up on this religion. Don't worry about praying. Be all right. Don't worry about it. Nobody sees you. Don't be diligent no more. Look, it doesn't matter what somebody else's standard is. That's what most people do. Go find somebody that they know and ain't very close to the Lord so they make themselves feel better. If you're backslidden hard, you're backslidden. I don't care who's more backslidden than you. You're still backslid. That's right. Because you want to know what? At the end of the day, you got one judge. You really do. And it's Jesus. And if he's condemning your heart, don't worry. I don't even care about your husband at that point. You're wrong with God. Get right. Amen. Husband, wife, sister, pastor, whatever. If you're convicted, God is speaking to you, and it's time to listen. Amen. Sell all you have and follow him. Amen. This man began to take it easy. He began to say, I got plenty of store. I can handle this. No big deal. What did God say to him? You fool. You moron. Wives, Brother Branham preached investments. You have not weighed out the investments. You have a lot of money. You have a lot of goods. But if you would weigh that out with eternal life, it doesn't even show up. And yet you've sold out the pearl of great price. For what? Come on. People do this in their own lives anymore. They always want the victory. And what do? They picture themselves tomorrow having it. We've all done it. You see yourself, oh my, you're there at your altar, praising the Lord at your house, worshiping, but some reason you're sitting there goofing on something. Well, one day I'll be that. You know what? You'll never get there. Why? Because God don't live in that. God don't. Look, when we get to heaven, 10 million years is the same as today. 10 minutes, 10 billion, whatever. It doesn't matter because that's gone. All that number keeping, we ain't worried about it. First thing you're going to do when you get to heaven is take your watch off and throw it. Praise God. Ain't never going to be late again, Brother Dan. Ain't got worried about being early. I'll be right on time. There's been plenty of times, look, people come to the Word of God, and this is such a deception of the devil to put it off one day. Put it off one action. Put it off one experience. But look, if the Holy Spirit's speaking to you, we talk about wait on the Lord, wait on the Lord. But when the Lord shows up, you're done waiting. It's time to act. Amen. Hallelujah. Just listen now. It's from Acts 26, 24. And he had, and as he thus spake for himself, this is it's Festus and Paul now. Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. But he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely. For I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. And King, then Agrippa said to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. I believe that, Paul. That's mighty good preaching. And you know what? I know you're right on. But I'll be a Christian tomorrow. God understands that I'm a king today, and if I would really make my profession for Christ, I'd have to lose my job. Come on. And God understands that. He'll ease me into it. You show me one time a conversion happened that was eased into.
And people want to do that with church. People want to do that. Look, if we're wrong, we need to cut down the altars and make it right today. We ain't going to ease on into it. Let's just tear them down. Let's break them to pieces. Let's shatter it, throw it in the ocean, and let it go away. We're here to serve the Lord. You watch in the Old Testament when the temple would begin to be backslid and they'd be getting to worship idols and things. And a king would follow, one of the kings of Judah. Nobody in Israel did. Nobody in the denomination served him. Only in the real world did they find any. And there would be a king rise up and says, we're going to serve the Lord. And he went and just took one idol out and left the rest of them there. Waited a week, you know, didn't want to offend nobody. Didn't want anybody to say it's too quick of a change, brother. We ain't ready for all that. Well, if you ain't ready, you're behind God. Get caught up. Yes. We don't got any time to be worshiping idols. And we're here in Laodicea, where God has raised every idol in the book. And I ain't here to ease you out of all that. If you got a TV, break it. If you feasting on things of the world, tear them to pieces. If you're getting closer and closer to short and shorter, burn them. Hallelujah. If it's getting tighter and more low-cut, sis, tear them to pieces and go wear a sheet. Hug the mountain, because we're going home soon and there ain't no time to waste with that nonsense. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You're so afraid to say something about Christ. I'm sure glad he wasn't afraid to say something about me. Well, I didn't deserve salvation. I didn't deserve his grace. He still spoke my name. He still came after me. And I'm not going to be ashamed of him. And he is the word, which means I'm not ashamed of his standard. I don't care about your feelings. I don't care about my feelings. What the word says is right. Amen. Amen. The sisters, if the Bible tells sisters to wear modest apparel, I don't care how long we go in this message and we get the standards lower and lower, it still means modest apparel. Amen. And if the same scripture says that men ought to pray always, lifting holy hands, making a public declaration that I worship the God of heaven.
Amen.
Then that's still the standard.
That's right.
Oh, you know, you got to kind of hide. You know, you don't want to get too bold, because then you might lose your job. Come on. Wear me out, but that's all right. Praise the Lord. I only got through one, not even one page yet. Hallelujah. But what did God tell us to do? You can't worry about tomorrow. You ain't got the power, nor the strength, nor the endurance to barely even handle today, much less tomorrow. So why, you see, this is why we so often live in defeat, because you're always overcoming tomorrow and succumbing to the pressures of today. And part of that is you know too much. Part of that is you have the truth, and the truth is a burden. Listen now, well, like I said a minute ago, some are delusional and thinking that there's a way to save this. There's a way to save America. There's a way to keep the world order the way it is. There is not.
Yes.
And the real believer knows it's falling apart.
Yes.
Real believer knows millions and billions are going to die maliciously.
Yes.
Women, children, babies, come on,
yes.
It's going to happen. And you know that. And the pressures of that begin to get on your life, and you begin to get depressed. So what do? You go diddle-dad on something in the world to forget that you know the truth. To ease for a little bit, to take a little ease as this man did. Take your soul ease. You're too stressed out. Well, the reason you're stressed is because you're doubting the God that told you the truth, said, I will take you out of here before the tribulation sets in. We're so worried that we're gonna have a terrorist walk in here and kill us all. Come on, there's plenty of people like that.
Yep.
Pastor, better buy the deacon some guns. We're gonna be in trouble soon. You know they struck in Paris. They're probably coming for Defiance, Ohio next, right? This don't make any sense, does it? But the devil come, he'll whisper that stuff to you, saying we got to get involved, we got to talk about this, that. You know what you need to do? You need to get a voice for the word.
Amen.
You need to say the word. You need to say what the prophet said about the situation,
Amen.
Not what some backslid preacher wants to say about it.
Right.
And if I backslide, you say, you come tell me I'm wrong.
Right.
I want it.
Right.
I want to make it, Brother Dan. I ain't here to get halfway and trip up and fail.
Right.
I want to cross the finish line, full bore, watch it break in half, and peel this dimension away and go see my loved ones, hallelujah. Go see those I ain't even met yet. praise God, meet him in the air, and then see that glorious face that I love.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Christian, there ain't no reason to worry about overcoming tomorrow, because you got so much power in you, you can whip today if you'll just believe it.
Amen.
Well, one day I'll be a son of God. What day? Don't y'all skipping my scriptures, because you already know it. That's all right. Peter, Paul, they all said, I'm bringing these things to your remembrance to encourage you, to bring you back, to give you back to the fullness that though you already know these, sometimes we got to get stirred up about it. Sometimes we got to get a voice to say, don't worry about ISIS. Worry about the pressures of the world in your house. ISIS can't kill your soul. And Jesus' own words was, don't fear them that can destroy the body, but fear him that can destroy the soul in hell. 1 John 3:2, beloved, now are we the sons of God.
Amen.
Now are we the sons of God. And in this day, not only is that written word, but the voice has come and spoke that and said, I no longer call you church, but I call you bride.
Amen.
Who are the? How can there be one begotten son of God? And then here's all the sons of God. Because now you know that in that one son of God was all the sons of God. And we're not going to become that just as much as Jesus didn't become that. He always was the Word.
Amen.
Glory to God. And if He was always the Word, I'm always the Word. And if the Word always wins, I always win.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hebrews 4:6, seeing therefore it remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached enter not in because of unbelief. Again, He limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time, as it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts.
Amen.
For if Jesus had given them rest, then He would not afterward have spoken of another day.
Amen.
See, they had the Sabbath day, they had the Saturday rest, but here's the Jesus come and say, I give you a rest no man can give. I give you water that you'll never thirst again.
Amen.
Speaking of another day, what day? Today.
Amen.
That the Christian can live in the victory today.
Amen.
And when tomorrow gets here, it's still today. When every trial comes, it's still today. So you live in an eternal rest, eternal peace, eternal victory.
Amen.
The only reason you'd miss it, because you're already trying to overcome tomorrow.
Right. Yep.
Amen.
Right.
What do we usually do as Christians? We got it all figured out. God don't understand. I need to think about tomorrow. Well, maybe think about it, but you can't overcome it yet.
That's right.
Unless you overcome today.
That's right.
We're all waiting for the perfect time to be a Christian. The perfect time to really be on fire for God. When the squeeze sets in, what in the world are you looking for? I'm so squeezed anymore, I don't know which way to go. In, out, up, down, I'm squeezed up. I'm getting ready to leave. That's all I can say. Don't care about work no more. Like, yeah, I don't mean I do my job, you understand, but down in my heart, I'm just letting go. Just letting go of this, letting go of this. Why? Because I'm attached to something else.
Amen.
I'm attached to someone else where moth does not corrupt.
Amen.
Glory to God. There was another time Paul came encounter with somebody. It was Felix. Let me read this to you. It's Acts 24:24. And after certain days when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewish, She sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And as he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, and judgment to come, that usually catches the unbeliever's attention. Felix trembled. Look what happened when Paul, anointed by the Word, began to explain, this is what's going to strike the earth. A king began to tremble. And we try to look for securities in this life, they don't work. You want, oh, if I just had more money, it don't work. If I just had better hours, it don't work. If I could just go on vacation, it don't work.
Right.
There's people do it all the time, and they just get more and more miserable. Why? Because there's one thing needed, and that's Him. And without Him, the human soul is never at peace.
Right.
Hallelujah. Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." I'll make it to church when, you know, things get real tough. We all got 911 Jesus. We all go, and when it's all burning and crashing, then we'll call him up. And then wonder why after a while you kind of wear on his patience a little bit. Oh, not my Jesus. Well, you got a different one than the Bible. I'll tell you that. That's right. You can say all you want to. God is gracious to us, but he don't put up with our nonsense. No, he don't. He looked Peter right in the face when the devil got on him and said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." That's right. That's what he said. Why? Because God is no respecter of persons. God is God.
Amen.
And his word is always right. Felix trembled and answered, "Go thy way for this time. When I have a convenient season, I will call for thee." He hoped also that money should have been given him of Paul, that he might loose him. Wherefore he sent for him the offender and communed with him. What's convenient mean? Fitting in well with a person's needs, activities, and plans. You. I. As long as, I don't even know where I fits in convenient, but I know there's an I in there. Yeah, I spell convenient. There's an I somewhere, brother, sister. But what is it? It's where I want God to show up. It's when I want God to show up. I want it the way God wants to show up. I'd go to church if I knew that preacher, but I don't like him. I go to church, that sister wasn't there, but I don't like him or her. Come on. I'd really serve the Lord, but God knows I got to do something today. Yeah, you got to serve him. That's what you got to do. That's right. I don't anymore. Brother John just gave up on sleeping. I don't know. We're just going to serve the Lord and just do it. That's right. That's about the only good thing come out of Nike. Just do it. It's their slogan. Felix trembled. Why? Because though Paul had come, though he had heard the word, he couldn't get his mind off what he was in the world. He was a king and he wanted to make a buck. He knew it was true. Why else would he tremble? He knew it was falling apart. He knew he had no peace with God. But why did he forsake it? Because he convinced himself in his head, at some time, I'll become a believer. At some time, I know God knows my heart. He knows that I believe this is true. No, he knows your heart. It's full of wickedness, but your mind is convincing you that it's true. That ain't good enough to intellectually put it together. It's got to take a revelation from God. And if it's a real revelation from God, the person will put their heart into it.
Yes.
Felix would have let Paul go so fast.
That's right.
He'd have lost his job and he lost his riches, but he had had peace with God.
Yes.
What will you sell out for Jesus?
Come on.
It is hard to overcome today. I'm going to tell you that right now. That's the Christian walk, though. That's what we've been called to. And if you'll do that, you'll have the victory you're always looking for.
Amen.
Amen. Let me tell you this. The healing of Jairus' daughter, 1955. Brother Bram speaking on this. He says, I tell you, not wait till some other time. He had a need to go to get to Jesus right then. Not till I feel like it. It was time to move. And if there ever was a time to move, it's time to move now.
Amen.
Always said, Not wait till I feel better, convenient time. Now is the time. It was time for action, and now is the time for action. Now is the time of you people with cancer that the doctors turned down. Now is the time to you people with heart trouble that the doctors has turned down. Now is the time of you people sitting here lame and halt that the doctors has turned down. Now is the time for you all in the stretches the doctors turned down. Now is the time to go into action. What kind of action? Let your faith loose.
Amen.
What is that? The revelation God's put in your heart.
Sure.
That vision. Look, I didn't say the vision of you being that Christian was wrong. What's wrong is you put it in the future.
Amen.
That's me now.
Amen.
Let your faith loose.
Hallelujah.
I can pray like that.
Yes,
why?
Yes,
just throw my phone down, throw my iPad, kick the computer, and get down and do it.
Amen.
But I don't feel it. Of course not. Do it.
Amen.
First, I can feel something you ain't doing anyways.
Hallelujah.
When it's convenient time. When God just pours out his blessing on my backslid life, then I'll get right.
Oh my.
You show me where God honored that. You show me where God honored Ahab in his backslid condition.
Nope.
When did God honor Jehoshaphat in his backslid condition? He almost died. It was like grace of God kept him alive.
Right.
Why? Because at his last moment, you go read the story. If you're here Sunday, you got the other half of it. Not going to preach that now. But he got there and they were about to kill him. And he screamed out to the Lord. And the Lord gave him all revelation. He's not Ahab. Even though Ahab was disguised. God is faithful to his people. You say, why are you tearing me up, Brother Andrew? To tear you back in. That's right. Tear the world off. Tear us back into Christ. The stone, you know, I think Jesus said the stone that falls on the ground, the potter, but who falls up be broken to pieces. That's right. Lord, break me to pieces that the only piece that's left is you. Glory to God. You watch a sculptor. How does he do it? You ask any sculptor I've ever heard, wood cutter, ice, whatever. What do they tell you? How do they do it? They say take away everything that doesn't look like what you're trying to make. And we got, how am I supposed to be like Jesus? Had a prophet laying out right for you, step by step, right out of the scripture. Here's his character from Genesis to Revelation. It's the same all the time. And we sit there and reason with it. Well, God understands why I can't be patient in this situation. That brother did me wrong. And I got to tell him.
That's right.
But if the pastor did it, or my favorite preacher, got to have patience for him. How about we go pray for him? What about the other brother?
Yeah. Right.
Not popular enough to pray for?
What?
Oh, you're just saying that about yourself, brother Andrew, am I? Or do we put some of the what we call the lowest of Christians down in the dumps and don't love them as much as somebody we think is higher than that? But as the Bible declares, the ones that you think are worthless, without them there wouldn't be a church.
Amen.
That's right. I don't care good ahead you got. You ain't got a big toe. You ain't walking nowhere.
Right.
You're going to be falling or do one of these babies. That's about it. That's right. Make the valleys full of ditches. I'm just going to paraphrase this, but Brother Branham was talking about having prayer lines, and he talked how the Holy Spirit moves. But he says the second Holy Spirit gets on a person, he said, act quickly. And he said, sometimes I have to act quickly because if I don't, I'll miss it and I'll move on. This is God, doesn't he know? He does. That he said it, and he don't need to repeat himself. He just needs to get people to listen. The prophet himself was rebuked for it. And I would have said that had he not said it. But he said, the Spirit came to me and said, why do I always got to push you? Why do I always got to give you a vision? Why can't you do what I already told you to do? He said, the apostles, I just gave them a little nod, and they went. And he said, I found out I got to act in faith. And God has called us to the same calling. Look, it's so simple, brother, sister. Just like today, I wish I could remember exactly what was going on, but I had a time to go ahead and say what the Word said about something. That's what it was, something like they told me, you know, why are you so pessimistic? Why you always got something negative to say? I said, well, what about Jesus? No, I ain't talking pessimism like this. It's just that when I see sin, I say it.
Right.
When I see two young people about to do something in the hallway, I stand right in the middle of them. Public hallway, boys, girls, get out of here. They'll use the Lord's name in vain. I said, Jesus, they have nothing to do with that.
Amen.
Don't blame him. That's right. And I said, you know, they killed Jesus. They killed Jesus in his day. I said, why do you think they killed him? Is it because he just said good about everybody? And he just always was positive and just so uplifting? He was. If you like the truth.
Yeah.
But if you hated the truth, you'd hate him.
Amen.
And the reason it sounds pessimistic, because you love your sin so much.
Amen.
That you think I'm just bashing you down. But what I'm trying to do is get you to separate from that sin so you can be lifted up. Because it's not you that's necessarily wrong. Look, Hitler wanted to do right. Do we understand this? Like these wicked people that think are crazy and stupid, it's because the devil's deceived them. That's why. A human wants to do right. But they can't without God in a sinful condition.
Amen.
They need him. So it's not that I hate the person. It's that I hate that sin on them. But they're identifying with it.
Sure.
But I'm still going to say it anyway. You say, well, they ain't going to believe. Jesus didn't stop Jesus from saying it. That's right. Why? Because in that crowd of multitude, he knew he had a believer there. He had some woman over there that would hold on to the word. And he said it anyways. Glory to God. I thank God for a prophet. That in the midst of people that he knew would turn him down, shut him out, he continued to preach serpent seed. Continue to say, women don't cut your hair. Continue to say in the face of Oral Roberts.
Right.
Said, you ain't got no business, Brother Branham, saying that that's the pastor's job. Well, they ain't doing it, so who's going to do it?
Amen.
And he stood up a man of valor. I thank God for him. Hallelujah. So many people don't think we need it anymore. Some people think we don't need to listen to tapes. You're the people that ain't listening to them, because if you did, you would want more of it, because it just tastes so good to the soul. Because it's bride food. Hallelujah. Whew. Having a good time tonight. Brother Andrew, what are you trying to tell me? I'm going to bring it down to this. I'm not going to go too much longer, Lord willing. Too many Christians have dreams, not goals. Let me say that again. Too many of us in our imaginary lives have created a dream of what we'll be as a Christian. Instead of identifying with the Word that it's a goal. Everyone in the world has dreams. Few, especially in our day, in our time, in our land, have goals. There ain't a young person out there that tells me they're going to be rich someday. They're going to do this. They're going to do that. You say, what are you doing for it? Nothing. Missing school. Can't do anything. Getting in trouble. Or going 100 miles an hour down the road. And you got goals. No, you don't. You got dreams.
Yeah.
And you know what the Bible told the Christian to do? Cast down imaginations.
Yeah, that's right.
That exalt themselves over the knowledge of God. I'm just going to have to say it the right way. Let me find it real quick. I got, 2 Corinthians 10:5. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. And what's Christ? What the Word said about me. What the Word said a Christian is. What the Word made the standard for the Christian life, including Laodicea. Got too many voices this day saying we got an exception this day because it's so hard. It's so dark. You used to be able to pray, but you can't no more because the revival's over. You're right. It ain't easy to pray.
Right.
It's not as easy as it used to be. You're right. But that don't mean we can't.
Amen.
It means we can.
Yes.
It means meet the challenge of the day to bring those thoughts captive.
Amen.
Which means you got to wrestle them down and say, no, backslid Andrew, shut up. Just in case you thought I was just picking on you, I deal with this just the same as all you all. Hallelujah. So I told you I just got this part-time job at the college starting here this spring. So, of course, I'm already doing stuff now because I don't know what happened. I was a lot better procrastinator in high school. I guess I can't do it no more. I got to get it done ahead of time. And one of the students made a comment. He said, wow, you're going to be working 7 days a week then. I thought for a minute. It's like, you're right. Damn. So why'd I do that? Because you know why? I'm not saying it isn't work. It is to preach the gospel, but I don't think of it as work. You understand? Why? Because I know what we're doing here. We're investing in eternity.
Yes.
That's right. When I'm teaching math, I mean, in itself, it doesn't mean a whole lot. All right? But when you're preaching the gospel, when you're trying to get every soul you can to believe this truth, hallelujah, it can just get that vision of seeing the saints of God walking in perfect unity with the Lord, not tomorrow, but today.
Amen.
Not Sunday when I feel better, but Wednesday when you're tired and sick and lonely and depressed. That's the time to worship God. That's the time to get the victory and to go ahead and give a good shout of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Philippians 3:13, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. Reaching forth, action, believing. He's not reaching to the air. He said, I don't fight as one, shadow boxing. I'm trying to land them.
Amen.
I'm going right for the face. I ain't doing no body shots anymore either, devil. I'm coming right at you.
Right.
Trying to want one-punch knockout, But reaching unto those things which are before, I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. That's a goal, not a dream. Heaven's not a dream.
No, it's
our goal.
Amen.
I want to get out of here. Hallelujah. But what did the Word already tell us about this coal? What did the Word already equip us with? That's what I'm trying to get us to. That today ain't a match for a Christian with the Holy Ghost. Laodicea ain't a match for a Christian in this dark age. The devil ain't got a match for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
If you'll just believe it, receive it, apply it, act on it, and let it live.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Yes,
to where you know what? It does hurt, but it feels so much better to go ahead and worship. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Y'all know this quote. I'm going to read it again. Out of the church age, but Revelation Jesus Christ. Now remember this. The church is the true, Christ in the true church is a continuation of the book of Acts.
Amen.
Period. No clauses, no asterisk there, no footnotes. That's it. There's no, in Mark 16 in Acts, the true church, all else is false. But the book of Revelation shows how that the Antichrist spirit would come into the church and defile it, making it lukewarm, formal, and powerless. Why? Now they got a theory. We'll overcome tomorrow. You know, we're letting sin enter. That's all right. We'll get it tomorrow. Heard a minister that's left the message now saying, oh, you know, the young girls and stuff, they get a little blue in their eyes and stuff, but they'll grow out of it. Yeah, they'll become Christians tomorrow. No, you won't. You become Christians today. If you reject it today, after a while, that's it. You'll never get saved tomorrow, and you'll never get saved yesterday. You got to get saved today. You'll never get the victory tomorrow, and you'll never get it from something that happened yesterday. It needs to be fresh this morning, and this night, this afternoon. Hallelujah. All the time. Cold form, a lukewarm form, and powerless. It exposes Satan revealing his works. Right down to the time he's cast into the lake of fire, he fights that. He cannot stand it. He knows that if the people get the true revelation of the true church and what she is, what she stands for, and that she can do the greater works,
Amen.
She will be an invincible army. They get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church. So quit living in a dream where the devil ain't going to come to our services because we're so close to God that the devil can't make it here. We're so far in the mess, the devil can never tempt our church. Shut up. That's why you never overcome him. Because he's done bluffed you. Said he ain't going to show up. So every thought you get, you assume it's from God. But if you take it back to the world, you realize he's trying to dupe you. That's right. He's going to make you try to hate your brother. Preacher included. Trustees included. Sunday school teacher included. I'd say others, but we ain't got those yet. Laity included. But if we can get a true revelation of the two spirits within the framework of the Christian church and by God's Spirit, not on your own, by His Spirit, discern and withstand the Antichrist spirit, Satan will be powerless before her. Oh, we all loved it earlier, but now when it comes down to how do we actually do this, we don't like it. Why? It's hard. Yep, you have to resist temptation. Yep, you got to bite that tongue. Yep, you got, instead of blabbing about it, pray about it.
Yes.
And sometimes you do have to get a little backbone and stand for the Word in front of people that you respect, in front of people that other things are better than you, and you're going to have to get over it and not care, and from your heart love them more than you did before the trial. To where, you know what? I'm fasting and praying for that brother till he gets the joy of the Lord again.
Amen.
Well, I don't want to do that. Of course not. Of course not. We're still in sinful flesh. But I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about you.
Amen.
From the Word.
Amen.
He wants to do that. Because, if again, you break down a man. Who wants somebody to go to hell? Raise your hand. Anybody. Why? Because deep down you want everyone to be happy. You want everyone to have peace. Amen. You hear me. Where's that coming from? It's coming from the heart of God.
Amen.
And God did all He could when He stretched forth His hands on Calvary to do it. And man slapped Him in the face. And men turned Him down. And He still died for Him. Hallelujah. Brother, how in the world are we going to do this? How are we going to get this goal? How are we going to overcome? How can I overcome tomorrow? Bring your life back to this Word. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Oh, Jesus can do it, but I don't know about me. Then you deny the same word you claim to believe you're denying. Because He said if He predestinated you, if He foreknew you, if you were in the thoughts of God, He's predestinated you, which means He took His hands and He found you in the scope of time and He molded you one trial at another to make you into what image? His. Nothing different, nothing short, but the same life that she could be Him.
Amen.
Glory to God. Brother Bram didn't make that up. It's sitting right here in the Word.
Amen.
Right here in the Word.
Sure.
People wonder, how did He predestinate? It tells you right there, He foreknew it.
Amen.
And that makes sense. It doesn't make sense to say He didn't foreknow something.
Right.
Now you've got a God that learns things. I don't want a God that learns. You get halfway into heaven, and all of a sudden you decide, I don't love you no more. Found out I didn't love you. I don't want that. I want to know that His mind was made up. And you know what? I'm not guessing. I thank God I know His
Amen.
Mind's made up about me because He gave me His Spirit.
Amen.
He gave me the Holy Ghost. He quickened the life in me that only joins to this Word.
Yes.
And everything else scales off. Satan tried to put it on, it scales off. Satan tries to give you hatred, it falls off. Brings temptation to the world, it falls off, Christian.
Amen.
Overcome today, don't wait till tomorrow.
Amen.
That root of bitterness, I'll tell you, it grows fast if you let it. But if you'll let the Holy Spirit come, He'll wipe it away.
Sure.
For every day foreknown, He did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Are you glad you're called today?
Yes.
Them He called. He has justified. Who's justified? Well, if that's the case, I think we ought to give a little bit more voice to what I'm about to read here. And whom He justified, them He also glorified. And He asked the question, with all this knowledge, Paul, what shall we say to these things? Oh, Laodicea, it's so hard. I mean, I know it's there, but I don't know how we're going to do this. How are we going to help that brother and this brother? I see this problem, and I look at my problem, and problems. Everything's a problem. So I love math. We got the answers. And I love we got the Word. It's got the answers.
Amen.
Amen. And it's not like English where it's some opinion that might change in 5 years. The answer key stays the same.
Amen.
And the Word don't change.
Amen.
What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Hallelujah. I don't care about the pressures of today anymore. I've learned to dismiss that as a Christian. You've got to recognize what the Word said. God is for me. God is God, and God's in my corner, and God's not just in my corner. He pushed me out of the way, and He's fighting the fight for me. And He's not even really fighting it. He already won. And all He's doing is handing me the prize check, right? Here you go. Here's what I won for you. Free of charge. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Already signed and everything with the blood right on the bottom.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You say, well, what does it really take for Christians? This is all it takes. You've got to believe the day you're in. You've got to believe that this really is the end time. You've got to be sold out that, you know what, I could wake up tomorrow. And yes, my job won't mean anything. My car won't mean anything. My house won't mean anything. Nothing will mean anything because I'll see the saints arise.
Amen.
And I'll watch you.
Amen. Yes.
And that's, what do you think was going to give you perfect? I mean, without any doubt. What do you think happened when the disciples, they saw Abraham walking in Jerusalem? I wonder if he's risen. No, I'm not. I just saw Abraham.
Amen.
And Isaac was over there. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Yes, Jesus.
Like Peter said, I'm going to finish on this. Peter, 2 Peter 3:8. But beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as a day. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Be sold out. That if you even are waiting, you still should be overcoming today. Because God is not slack. It's coming right on time. Keep on serving Him every day, every day, every day. Too many times we just want to overcome tomorrow. When I become a preacher, then I'm doing it. When I become this, I'll do that. And then when I finally get done with this, when I'm done with college and I'm done with that, then I'll really serve the Lord. Forget it. Serve Him now.
Amen.
The Lord is not slack concerning His promises. Some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, word. Not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. That's got to become an absolute. That's got to become an absolute. That the bride's, the rapture, look, we're not talking about the third coming. We're talking about the rapture is as a thief in the night.
Yep.
It comes when you're not going to expect it. Even the believers aren't going to be expecting it. But only those that are walking like Enoch did. Walking with the Lord, God will whisper it in. It's time. You want to come walk home with me? Like I said, we'll begin looking down at our hands. Oh, they're all these little blemishes gone.
Sure.
That's right. I won't need red no more. I had the red already get on me, brother. It had already done washed me clean. White as snow.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Praise His holy name, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. The time for action, Christian, is today. The time to get the victory isn't after service. It's now. It isn't 5 minutes from now. It's now. And if you can't, I'm telling you, it's only a faith reach away.
Amen.
All the things you'll ever have need of. The presence of God is here. We'll sing that. He is here. See, I think. You're going to have to help me, man.
He is here.
Says, who be not seen, you love. You rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Christian, if you're still in the dumps, is it because you're always worried about tomorrow? You just let today go? You just let the devil do whatever he wants today, not thinking that tomorrow is going to be better? It's time to recognize the word for your day, which is today, and say, Lord, I'm coming back. I'm coming back to the word. I'm coming back to your, to where you're my portion, to where I'm not going to be a Christian in my mind, but I'm going to let that vision of who I am in you become a reality. I'm going to walk into that, Lord. When I see a Christian that knows how to worship God, that knows how to live for God, I'm going to stop making it a dream. And Lord, I'm going to make it the reality of what it is. That Lord, it's me. Hallelujah. Are you doubting it? Are you saying it's for another time? Are you saying it's for someone else? Those aren't the right voices, brother, sister. The word is now. You're a son now. You're a daughter of God. Hallelujah. Believe when you raise your hand. That's an act of faith. Amen. Thank you. See, play Amen. With our head still bowed before Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you feel Emmanuel here? Do you feel God with you? Hallelujah. Is He in you? What's He telling you, brother, sister? What's the moving of the Spirit to you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The simplicity now of Him. If you're not right with God, get right with God now. Looking for a filling of the Holy Ghost. Speak it now. And say, Lord, that's your promise. That's your promise to me. Glory to God. Glory to God. The enemy's put a yoke on some of you so long, you begin to think that's the way it's supposed to be. Get out of that. Let it go. Was it the word that's tormenting you? If it's conviction, look, just get right and move on. Get right with God. Move on. Because if you dwell in the dumps, you'll go right back to that sinner you are. Let that man die. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let your faith arise. How? Begin to praise Him for it. Begin to believe what you're seeing in your head. You all doing it. Lord, I'm free. I believe that. I don't have bondage on me. Well, then act like it. Hallelujah. Believe it. I'm not sick. Praise God. Act like it. I'm not in bondage. Well, then act free. Hallelujah. I don't have pain. Well, believe it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It's the great fight of faith, and God's called you to it. You're a mighty army. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't harden your heart. Today, if you hear God's voice, soften yourself before Him. Don't be proud. Don't worry about your neighbor. They ain't worried about you right now. They're all looking at the same one. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Be sensitive to the Spirit now. Listen to Him with all your heart. Let Him use your voice. Let Him use your body. Let Him use your testimony. Don't be like Samson and just give Him a little bit. And then leave your heart back. Give Him everything. Give Him your talents. Give Him your time. Give Him your concern. Give Him your worry. Give Him your doubt. Give Him your confusion. Give Him your frustration. Hallelujah. I feel that bondage. It's got to break in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't believe in letting that, wherever that thing is. You know you feel that. You don't feel right with God, get right. Brother Andrew, if you'll say it, then I'll believe it. That's your problem. Did God convict your heart? Then get right. Are you down Him? Then stop. I don't know how. Stop. There you go. That's it. Say what the Word said about it. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, Lord, I just commit it to You, Lord. Father, receive the glory, receive the praise. Prove Yourself mighty in battle, Lord. Expose Satan and all his works. How he's hid from us, Lord, but this Holy Spirit's here tonight to expose him. You're a liar. You're a deceiver. You're a filthy creature, Satan. You've bothered these children too long. We rebuke you in Jesus Christ's name. Be free, children. Be free tonight. Let go of your chains. Let go of your shackles. Worship Him in spirit and in truth. Believe in what He's told you. Believe it with all your heart. Just yield to it. I don't care what your flesh is telling you to do. Forget it. The Holy Spirit told you to froth on the ground. Do it. Hallelujah. 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 He's so close. Thank You, Lord. Father, break us through. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Lord. He's never lost a battle yet. And He never will. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, Lord. Hey, is there anyone that needs prayer? Would you come now? Do you need... just need another touch. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Don't be in a hurry. Don't be distracted. This is the real deal. Satan tried to get you to say I'm presuming, but I'm telling you, I know he's trying to do something. Children to get free. Adults, you better be free. Don't lie to God. Don't lie. Be free. Be free. If you were, you'd act like it. Yeah, the joy of the Lord would show up. That's right. It'd put you in action. You wouldn't worry about your loved ones. You know the safe. That's right. It'll put a smile when you think about it. If you ain't got that, you need to get deeper into that promise until it becomes a reality. God can say it to you over and over again until you finally let Him drop it from your head down to your heart. You'll always go back to doubting. Settle it now. Settle it now. If you've wrestled whether I got the Holy Ghost or not, it's time to settle that. You're not here by accident. I'm going to tell you that now. Thank God that He's here. I thank God that He doesn't let us stay that way. That He reveals His things to me. Why does He reveal it to me? Not for my sake. It's for you. It's not for me to say I'm anything because I'm not. I don't know these things. I know He does. And He tells us. Until you're free, I don't feel like dismissing. I usually don't like to keep you on a Wednesday night, but that's me, the man. We ain't talking me, the man now. We're talking Jesus Christ. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit that's anointing us is taking the preeminence in this service. He's the one who calls the shots. Hallelujah. If you come, come quickly, please. We've got a few up here. If there's anyone else, do it now. Or receive it right there at your seat in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
That the healing hands of the Holy Spirit, the ones that made this body, bring it back to where it needs to be. In the name of Jesus Christ, pronounce healing for our sister.
Victory Church, don't wait for tomorrow. Receive it now. Hallelujah. It's yours. It's your bread. It's what God feeds you with. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Lord, let that light continue to shine. Expose Satan's darkness. Glory to God. Glory to God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty move. Thank you, Jesus. He's so humble, but he's so powerful. Lord Jesus, you never lose. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
you so much, Lord.
Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. All things are possible.
Oh, glory to God. Isn't He worthy tonight? If you've received from Him, can you worship Him? Say He's here.
Jesus.
And I love Him. Yes, Lord.
Jesus is here. And all things are possible. Jesus is here.
Glory to God. Yes, Lord.
Jesus is here. Jesus is here. And all things are possible. Jesus is here.
Oh, praise His holy name tonight. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your word. Thank you for the Spirit coming behind the word and bringing it to pass. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're worthy. Christian, has the Lord touched you tonight? Has He delivered you tonight? Has He given you His promised word? You ought to lift your voice and thank Him for it. You ought to show Him what side you're on and that you appreciate what He does. That He's more than life to you.
Praise God. Praise God.
Oh, glory.
Thank you.
Glory. We lift our hands, Lord, a sacrifice of praise.
Hallelujah.
With a heart of thanksgiving to you, Lord. Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's sing like we believe that tonight. Can we do that?
Hallelujah.
Lord, Lord, Lord,
you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. You have done what this world could not do.
Come on now.
And Lord, Lord, surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you surely been good to me. You have done what this world could.
You saved my soul when I was lost.
You saved my soul.
Aren't you happy? Yes, Lord.
You saved my soul when I was lost. You surely been good to me. You saved my soul when I was lost. You surely been good to me. You have done what this world.
You filled me with the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord.
You filled me with the Holy Ghost. You surely been good to me.
Hallelujah.
You filled me with the Holy Ghost. You surely been good.
Fill my. Yes, Lord.
Good to me. You have done what this world cannot do.
You healed my body when I was sick.
You healed my body when I was sick. You surely been good.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You healed my body when I was sick. You surely been good to me. You healed my body when I was sick. You surely been good to me. You have done.
One more time, lift your voices.
And Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you've surely been good to me. Lord, 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 you have done what this world could not do.
Give him a pray, sir.